USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All nine victims of the Dayton, Ohio massacre died at the hands of the killer. That's according to Montgomery County Coroner Doug Harshenbarger. He also says the toxicology report indicated the shooter had a mix of drug and alcohol in his system when he opened fire in a popular area of the city more than 10 days ago.
A pipe device was found in his pocket with an attached clear plastic baggie that has been determined to contain cocaine. And the assailant's cavity blood sample was found to contain cocaine, alprazolam, and ethanol.
One day after a standoff with police in Philadelphia, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says he's surprised the situation ended without more bloodshed.
In the beginning of that scene being there, I did not think it would end nearly the way it did.
Hours after the standoff ended, police were able to take accused shooter Maurice Hill into custody. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Protesters in Hong Kong getting hit with tear gas by riot police. The protest began at the end of March over a proposed bill that would have allowed the extradition of citizens accused of crimes to mainland China. Federal prosecutors have an update on the Capital One hacking suspect. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Prosecutors say a woman charged with breaching more than 100 million Capital One credit applications may have hacked more than two dozen other companies. The FBI arresting Paige Thompson last month. She's due in a Seattle federal court for a hearing today. The U.S. Attorney's Office now says servers in her bedroom contain data stolen from over 30 companies, schools, and other organizations.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to Capitol Hill News, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton joins Fox News and says the list of 2020 Democratic hopefuls have embraced a far-left radical agenda and gone completely off the rails.
The president did a great job this week of introducing a new regulation that's going to implement the public charge law.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be admitting immigrants to this country who can't support themselves, who are going to go on welfare and take taxpayer resources. That's been the law for over 100 years. The regulation that was issued this week was simply implementing that law under modern circumstances. Yet you have all these Democrats rushing out to denounce the president. Just like on the debate stage a few weeks ago, they were saying that we should decriminalize crossing the border and provide taxpayer-funded health care.
Right.
The Democrats running for president, in my opinion, have truly lost their mind on some of these things. They are deranged by the president, and they are rushing so far to the left that I can't imagine they're going to be successful next year.
Archaeologists have found the bones of a human-sized penguin in New Zealand. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
They say the newly discovered species swam in New Zealand's oceans around 60 million years ago. It was believed to be one of several species of giant penguins that thrived soon after the dinosaurs died out. It's very similar to another large extinct penguin that was found in Antarctica. The giant penguins became extinct within 30 million years as larger marine mammals began ruling the oceans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.